than any patient could understand, unless they're literally an insurance employee or somebody who, you know, works in healthcare. Even people who work in healthcare don't know what things mean. I literally, somebody from the insurance company today couldn't explain to me what my own plan covered or didn't. And that's a failure by design. And that's because it's set that way with regulation. The exact same thing that you saw with GameStop, right? The exact same thing where we didn't see free market capitalism. We saw regulation being abused so the highest people can win and the lowest people can't. And that's happening in healthcare too. And that's when I say free market capitalism, I mean, get rid of that regulation and actually allow somebody to come in and actually undercut that price. And I don't think that that's a solution for healthcare, but I think that that's like a good transition into building up from that with a waiver system, which allows you to utilize free market capitalism and, I guess, socialism or some sort of waiver system or government assistance on top of competition, rather than, you know, a bunch of lobbyists talking to a bunch of politicians to decide how much healthcare costs. It would actually be how much healthcare could be, how I guess it would rather be the lowest amount that healthcare could possibly cost and still churn out a profit. That's what it would turn into, which is better than what we have now, but it's not ideal. Yay. Yeah, I think uncontrolled capitalism is usually not the case when you have something that's like really predatory. It's usually capitalism that's regulated by something that is abused, which you see in the financial sector a whole bunch, and which you see in the healthcare sector a whole bunch. And that's... Yeah, that's my opinion anyway. So as far with Earth, Wind, Fire, Magic, I think a safer stepping stone would be to retain existing premiums and have the government pay for them. I don't agree with that one bit. I absolutely completely disagree with that, because the prices are fixed, and the prices are having the government pay. Essentially, your tax dollars are going into the pockets of the people that you hate the most, of the people who are taking advantage of the system, right? Like, that's what I don't like about that. I don't even like the fact that when somebody's on public aid, that they can go to Walmart and Walmart gets the same profit margin that I get when I spend my debit card. Like, it makes me angry that if somebody is on welfare food stamps or has a link card or whatever it is in your state or country, it makes me angry that they go to Walmart and Walmart actually comes out on top of that equation, or that, you know, whatever grocery store it is. Like, that shouldn't be part of it. Like, that's not socialism. That's regulated capitalism, right? That's so, I don't know. I don't know what the solution is, but I would have to think about that, and I'm not king, so fortunately that's not a task that I have to do. But I do think that, like, yeah, how much money – people are so angry about, like, the amount of money that people spend on welfare or whatever else, but, like, how much – well, how come people aren't angry about how much money companies make off of welfare? Like Walmart puts – you know, well, they're getting better at this, by the way, which is good news. Like, Walmart actually is increasing their pay nationwide in a pretty commendable way. I'm not saying Walmart's a great company, but, you know, credit to where it's due. But for years, Walmart's been underpaying people to the point where they were on welfare and getting food stamps, in which they would take back to Walmart, and then Walmart would make the most money from that transaction, because Walmart has a profit margin on everything they sell in their store, and the food stamps paid for that. And it's just like, what are we doing? How much money is being wasted out of our tax dollars for that? And you're angry that poor people are getting welfare. You should be angry that Walmart's getting welfare. Anyway. Ugh. I swear to God, my streams, I really don't want them to turn into fucking Alex Jones, Joe Rogan world. Some political... Yeah, I mean, I think that ideally all healthcare should be free, period. ideally, but that can't happen in the next 10 years without just dissolving the economy, in my opinion. I don't know, but I don't see how that could happen in the next 10 years. And that's being really, really, really optimistic to think that it could happen in the next 20, right? Like, I was alive, I was young, but I was alive for Canada, to see Canada convert over to universal healthcare. And it was rocky. It was bad. It wasn't good. It was a hard start, and it was worth it. But it was a definite, pretty crazy transition. England, the NHS started after World War II. England just got bombed into oblivion and then rebuilt their country and said, all right, well, let's have universal healthcare. That's not an ideal situation. We don't want to do that, right? We don't want to, like, have to rebuild our country from rubble. Yeah. Anyway. I feel like this is one of those conversations where, like, you're never going to... There's always going to be such a diverse amount of opinions in the chat that, like, you're never actually gonna get everybody on the same page, and you don't want everybody on the same page, do you? Because, you know, democracy is nice and stuff. I'm reading some of the comments here.